Talking with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Pork Council. Let's talk about country of origin labeling. Cool, coming up sometime in the month of December. The WTO says that they will give us a number of retaliation that they will permit Canada and Mexico to execute. How do you see all this playing out? In other words, are we going to get finally some legislative response to country of origin labeling?
Well, we sure hope so. And what we don't know is what's the number that WTO is going to come out with. Canada and Mexico have said that $3 billion is the retaliation they're entitled to. The U.S. has said it's only $90 million. That's a big gap. I mean, that is a huge difference in where you are. My guess is that if the numbers are on the bottom end of that, if it's closer to $90 million, the Senate's going to remain reluctant to make many changes. But if that number comes in closer to the top end, then I think the pressure on the Senate really gets ratcheted up to actually take a vote. The House has already voted to repeal country of origin labeling. It's sitting there as a repeal. It's just a matter of the Senate voting on it to get it done. Mm-hmm. And former Chair Stabenow has just dug her heels in and said, absolutely not. I'm not ever going to agree to this. She's floated an idea of making country of origin labeling voluntary, to which Canada and Mexico have both said, sorry, that doesn't meet what your trade agreement is. You can't discriminate against our product. WTO's already told you that twice. If we try to shift this to a voluntary program or something, they're going to start exacting their tariffs. They're going to start getting their retaliation. And then we're going to be back in front of the WTO again with a challenge on our voluntary program. And this is just going to drag on forever. The only way we're going to avoid retaliation at this time is repealing country of origin labeling. Now, if we want to repeal it and then come back with a new program that looks and addresses what our trade agreements are, that may be a solution long term. And maybe that's the commitment somebody's got to make Senator Stabenow and others in the Senate comfortable with a repeal. Mm-hmm. But anything short of repeal, Canada and Mexico have told us point blank they're going ahead with retaliation. And so right now everybody's just saying
they have, and they really literally have that right based on the WTO ruling.
Absolutely. And WTO's told us not once, not twice, but three times that they have that right. And here we go. They're about to tell us how big a right that is and how many dollars it's worth. And the Senate's always been known as kind of a deliberative body. They don't move very fast on anything. And really this is a case of there's nobody's ox being gored right now. There's nobody being punished right now. There's no real impact today. So the Senate has just kicked this can down the road and said, we don't have to deal with it. Well, when those numbers are announced sometime that first week, 2 weeks of December, we're going to find out how big a kick in the tail we got for not doing what we said we would do in our trade agreements. Mm-hmm. That's really what this amounts to. I mean, if you want to boil it all down to brass tacks, we signed an agreement with Canada and Mexico that said we'd do certain things, and then we violated what we told them we'd do. And now they're going to get to punish us for not doing what we said we would do. And I don't know how, I mean, we can be unhappy with Canada and Mexico for doing so, but I think who we really ought to be unhappy with is ourselves for not living up to what we told them we would do. That's really where all this started. Right. So, yeah, we're going to see some tariffs. And in Oklahoma, they're going to have an impact here in Oklahoma, pork industry in particular. The pork industry as a whole has been opposed to country of origin labeling for as long as you and I have been sitting in this chair having these discussions. Mm-hmm. We've been opposed. And Canada and Mexico know that, but they also know that if they don't put retaliatory tariffs on goods that exact pain or that cause issues to arise here in the United States, the Senate's never going to take it up. And they know if they put tariffs on the pork industry, we're going to scream and scream loud and we're going to beat on doors and we're going to walk the halls of Congress and the other things that need to be done to get this repealed. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to get something changed, do you put tariffs on things that don't matter, or do you put tariffs on the people that are going to scream the loudest? So I'd be floored if they don't end up with tariffs on pork. When we dealt with this with the trucking issue out of Mexico several years ago, originally they did not put pork on the retaliatory list, and nothing happened. And once they added pork and a few other things on the retaliation list, then suddenly the volume got raised enough that folks went, okay, we got to fix this. And we got a fix to it. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen here with country of origin labeling.